ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mary Holmes been to the Eagles. She's been to Eagles.
I was going to say that, yeah. Jesse. Have you been saying all the way through by Eagles?
No, I've been trying my best. I've been trying my best to say Hold Me Now by Thompson Twins.
Yes.
But it's not a natural thing to
do.
No,
it's not.
Because obviously you naturally tend towards the proper grammar.
Yes.
How was that concert, Eagles concert?
Oh, look, it was good fun. But as I was saying to you, it wasn't one of my all-time great concerts, but it was, yeah, I enjoyed it. They've got a lot of good tunes.
Do you know it's 60 years since the Beatles tour this year?
Wow.
In June.
And I was at that as a two-year-old, I should
say. Yeah. 21st of June, 1964. Wow. You'll probably mark that when that comes around.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of anniversaries, you're looking at a year of KiwiSaver, the last 12 months of KiwiSaver.
Yes. I was just looking at every quarter, the Morningstar brings out a report on all the KiwiSaver funds and how they've done and compared with the others in their risk level. And turns out 2023 was a pretty darn good year. And I thought, where's all the cheers? Where's all the happy people? because, you know, when things go wrong in KiwiSaver, or go badly, I should say, when returns are losses often, you get heaps of people talking about it, and I get heaps of letters to my Herald column. And I remember in 2020, you know, right at when the COVID crisis first started and the markets crashed, and the letters just came flooding in, and to you, you know, for our talks and
front page news.
Yes, it was all over the place, and then KiwiSaver came right pretty fast after that. The share markets had plunged and then soared.
Yeah.
It was remarkable. But then, since then, largely because interest rates in New Zealand and elsewhere went from being really low to really high very quickly, because to do with the adjustment from the COVID crisis, etc. We had a year or so when there were a lot of losses, and including in the lower risk funds, and that was because a lot of them had money in bonds, and which are normally a pretty low risk investment. But that year, the value of the bonds that had already been issued went down because the interest rate went up on the new bonds, and so the old bonds suddenly didn't look very nice anymore. And so their value dropped, and people who hadn't ever seen their KiwiSaver balance go down before saw it go down, and sometimes, you know, a fair bit. And people absolutely panicked. But
interest rates went up so fast. I was reading an article the other day that even the inflation-proof bonds failed to hedge against inflation.
Did they? I haven't followed that.
No, it's quite complicated. I wouldn't say I followed the article particularly well, but that was the gist of it.
Was
anyway.
Yes. No, that's interesting. Yeah, it was. So look, the last few years have been a real roller coaster in KiwiSaver, but it turns out 2023 was a really good year, and you don't get people saying, gosh, I'm happy about how well my KiwiSaver funds. I sort of feel a new bunch of ingrates. You know? come on, be positive for change.
I feel the same as you. I ran into the fruit and veg guy last week, and I said, how's the fruit and veg prices? And he said, oh, they're down 25% year on year. And so I got him on the show this week to interview him, because we do so many interviews when the prices of food is going up. We should cover the when they go down.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yes, quite. And fruits are particularly, and veg are particularly tricky, because when the prices go up, people say there's a good reason for poorer people not to eat well. You know, so when the fruit and veg go down, hopefully everyone can then afford to buy those foods.
Okay, so we're going to cover this great 12 months of KiwiSaver today, anyway.
Yes, So starting with the last quarter of KiwiSaver, so the last 3 months, sorry, the last quarter of 2023, last 3 months, all the KiwiSaver funds except three, and they were very small ones, reported gains. So all of them went up. And that 291 funds, there are 291 funds, KiwiSaver funds out there now.
No wonder people feel confused. Well, eh?
Yeah, that's right. But it is a lot, and there were only three, and they were small and very specialist little
funds. Dare I
funds.
Ask you what they were?
I can't remember, yeah. but they were the sort of funds. They might invest in cryptocurrency, yeah. Or
not really related to shares or bonds.
Small Australian shares, or no, some of them were shares, but a sub, you know, group of the market. And I would have to say, anyone who had all their KiwiSaver money or most of it in one of those funds is a wee bit silly, because they were kind of the kind of thing that someone who was interested might put 10% of their money,
yeah.
in, just as an interesting little, yeah. sidekick. So I doubt if very many people's total KiwiSaver accounts went down at all,
mm.
in that last quarter. And in the whole year it was much the same. Only five out of 291 went down. And once again, they're very small, minor funds. All the big ones gained. And what's more, they didn't just gain. They gained really big amounts, mm. in 2023. So when you look at the average returns of the different risk levels, conservative funds, which are the lowest risk, lowest volatility funds, they had an 8% return, which is awfully
that's
high.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's really high for, and that's after fees as well.
Yeah.
Really high for a conservative fund. Normally they're more like two or three.
Can I say too that I reckon, yes. it was about a year ago that you were getting letters from people saying, hey, look, term deposits are 6% or,
yes.
5%, and my conservative funds only paid me out 3 or 4%.
Yes.
Should I put my money into a term deposit?
Good point, Jesse.
And you, yes. pointed, yes. out that actually they were talking about KiwiSaver for the previous 12 months, and,
yes.
term deposits were for the coming 12 months.
Yes.
And haven't you been proved right?
As it happens.
Yeah.
As it happens, those who stayed put made 8% in those very low-risk, mm. funds, which is more than you're going to get in term deposits.
It wasn't certain in the way that...
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, quite. In fact, it could have been another lousy year. It's just, mm. that in the long haul, you're probably going to do better in the conservative funds. Only probably, compared with term deposits, that, you know, they're probably about neck and neck over, mm. over time. But, and then when you look at moderate funds last year, the next risk level up, they are 9%. Balanced were 12, growth were 13, and aggressive were 15% returns in 2023. 15% is very impressive.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. How many does 15 go into 72, Jesse?
Just under five.
Five, very good. I know, you're good at arithmetic. Mm. So that means in 5 years...
4.6.
You're probably right. In... 4.6 years, your money would be doubling.
Gosh,
yeah, it's terrific growth. Normally, over 10 years, for example, when you look at the average over 10 years, it ranges from 4 for the low risk ones to 8 for the high. So that's a more typical thing. But last year, it ranged from 8 to 15. So that, you know, they were really, really good high returns going on there.
Sorry, it was 4.8 for people doing playing at home. I apologise. I tried to do it too quickly to impress Mary.
I am. Jesse, you're very good at arithmetic. You're brilliant. Looking longer term over 3 years, there were quite a few losses, I have to say. When you looked at 3-year returns on KiwiSaver, there were quite a few losses, because that included these years during the COVID crisis, et cetera, and the recovery from it. There was some bad stuff happening for quite a few, but there were many more gains than losses. And, mm. when you looked across the funds, and over 5 years, there was only one fund that hadn't reported any losses over 5 years.
Gosh.
So, and over 10 years, no funds reported losses, not even these funny little ones that I was saying can be very, mm. up and down. So it was an awfully good last year for KiwiSaver, everybody. So feel good about it, and feel a bit unhappy if you were on a holiday or you haven't bothered to join because you missed out on some good, good stuff. Mm. So those who took saving suspensions, I should say they're not called holidays anymore, and understandably, because there have been some hard times for quite a few people, but try and get back in, because we don't know what this year's going to do. Of course, we haven't got a clue. But, you know, you get good years like that, and it's a real pity to be out of the
market. The good years make a difference.
They certainly, they do. So the sort of three messages from all that, I think, are that we notice the bad years better than the good ones, so come on, everybody, be a bit more positive about that. Mm. Higher risk funds gave higher returns. Once again, they nearly always do, not on necessarily over the short term, but over the long term, they pretty much always do. Last year, that worked over the short term as well. And the final kind of message from it all is to just stick with it. Don't go on saving suspensions if you can possibly help it. Keep plugging away. Even if you can't afford, if you're an employee and you can't afford 3% and you go on a saving suspension, still put in $5 a week or $10 a week or something like that, because it's still all adds up, and you never know when you're going to be missing out on really good returns. So, Thank you.
Good note. And you've got a couple of other notes on KiwiSaver.
Yeah, a couple of other points to do with KiwiSaver. Some recent research by Henry and Colonel looked at sole traders in New Zealand, and I was surprised to learn that they make up 20% of the workforce. So we're talking people who are self-employed, don't employ anybody else. I'm a sole trader. You might be too. I'm not sure what you're, but anyway,
who knows?
A lot of us are. They found in some recent research that 50% of sole traders didn't contribute to KiwiSaver in 2022 to 2023. Half of them, in other words. And once again, it's probably understandable because the economy was going all over the place in the last 2 or 3 years, and people were probably worried. But you don't have to put much in to make a difference. There's also, and 38% in this research had never contributed, so they've either never even joined, or if they've joined, they're not putting any money in. And I'd say to the self-employed, hey, please, do. The reasons they gave were they didn't have enough spare income to make it worthwhile, or they wanted access to their savings earlier than you get with KiwiSaver. And both of those, as I say, are understandable. But the thing is, with self-employed people or people who are out of the workforce at the moment, first of all, you can contribute any amount at all. It could be $5 a week.
Don't need to tie it to your salary, doesn't need to be regular.
No, it doesn't have to. The best way to do it is, though, to contribute regularly, to set up an amount going into your KiwiSaver, say weekly or monthly. That works. That's better in a whole lot of ways. It's easier, but you also buy more when they're cheaper, etc. But the best thing to try and do is put $20 a week in or $87 a month, and that gets you the maximum from the government. From 18 to 65, you're getting this money, extra money coming in from the government that multiplies the money you put in by 1.5, and that's powerful. So just a couple of examples. If you're putting in $20 a week for 20 years, and let's say you're putting it in a higher risk fund, you might earn, say, 7% on it. After 20 years, you would otherwise have ended up with $44,000, but in KiwiSaver, you'll end up with $66,000 because you've got the government money coming in. Mm. So a huge, huge difference. And over 40 years, at 7%, you otherwise would have got $150,000. You've got $320,000. It's a huge boost. And that doesn't look quite right. Is that right? 150 plus half of 150? Jesse,
225.
Yeah, where did I get that from? Yeah, I thought that looked a bit dodgy. Yeah, but the message is it's a whole lot more because the government's putting money in than you get in other savings. So everybody self-employed people, please don't think KiwiSaver's not for you because you're missing out. It's a real pity. We've got quick time for one more. An email from Beth. She sent it in to you in February, Jesse, and you forwarded it to me.
And thank you for your patience, Beth.
Yeah. And she said she was unhappy with her KiwiSaver provider and said, my question is, can I transfer my KiwiSaver to another provider without losing out? And the answer is absolutely yes. And all you have to do is contact the new one. If you're not happy with what your current provider is doing, you don't have to confront them. Not a bad idea to do so, actually. It's good for them to get the feedback of why you're not happy. But you don't have
to. No, it's not the New Zealand way, Mary. You just tell the new people that you want to sign up with them and let them take care of the dirty work.
That's right. And they will. They'll move it for you. It's so much different from, say, moving banks or something. It's simple. Mm. A couple of tips about moving from one provider to another. Generally speaking, it's better to stay at the same risk level. If you were in a sort of medium risk one, go into a medium risk fund with the other one, because otherwise you can move at the wrong time. Mm. It turns out that the markets suddenly go up or down right after you've moved, and it turns out to be a bad move.
It gets a bit more complicated, the advice then as well, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I would stick at the same risk level. But then if you're thinking, look, while I'm at it, I think I'm going to increase my risk or decrease it, do that in a couple of steps. Once you've got into the new provider, you can do it. But I suggest anybody changing risk, move, say, a third of your money now and a third in a month and a third in 2 months or something like that. Spread it out a little bit, because otherwise you can end up really regretting it. If you move out of a high-risk fund and right after that the market soar, you're going to be really annoyed. And if you're moving into a higher-risk one and right after that the markets plummet, you're going to be really unhappy about it. If you spread your money out over, not for too long, but just over 2 or 3 or 4 months, that can reduce the sort of regret if you happen to just get it a little bit wrong. One other, just a footnote, the provider Beth was thinking of moving into is actually a high-fee one. And I would suggest she thinks hard about whether she really wants to move into a provider that charges high fees, because there's a lot of really good ones that charge low fees.
Yeah, and even if that she's going to get a higher return, which she probably wouldn't be able to work out anyway.
No.
Because you can't really predict that.
You can't, no.
But we get eaten away by higher fees.
That's right. Yes.
Thanks, Mary, and thanks, Beth. That's Mary Holm. If you came in late for that one, you can listen to my conversation with Mary today and previous conversations on our website, rnz.co.nz. Just head to the podcasts page.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.